It is those who concentrate on but one thing at a time who advance in this world.
Proof of the one thing is everywhere. Look closely and you'll always find it.
One product, one service.
Extraordinarily successful companies always have one product or service they're most known for, or that makes them the most money. Colonel Sanders started KFC with a single secret chicken recipe. The Adolph Coors Company grew 1,500% from 1947 to 1967 with only one product made in a single brewery. Microprocessors generate the vast majority of Intel's net revenue. And Starbucks, I think you know. The list of businesses that have achieved extraordinary results through the power of the one thing is endless. Sometimes what is made or delivered is also what is sold, sometimes not. Take Google. Their one thing is search, which makes selling advertising its key source of revenue possible. And what about Star Wars? Is the one thing movies or merchandise? If you guessed merchandise, you'd be right. And you'd be wrong. Revenue from toys recently totaled over $10 billion, while combined worldwide box office revenue for the six main films totaled less than half that, $4.3 billion. From where I sit, movies are the one thing because they make the toys and products possible. The answer isn't always clear, but that doesn't make finding it any less important. Technological innovations, cultural shifts, and competitive forces will often dictate that a business's one thing evolve or transform. The most successful companies know this and are always asking, what's our one thing? Apple is a study in creating an environment where an extraordinary one thing can exist while transitioning to another extraordinary one thing. From 1998 to 2012, Apple's one thing moved from Macs to iMacs to iTunes to iPods to iPhones, with the iPad already jockeying for the pole position at the head of the product line. As each new golden gadget entered the limelight, the other products weren't discontinued or relegated to the discount tables. Those lines, plus others, continued to be refined while the current one thing created a well-documented halo effect, making the user more likely to adopt the whole Apple product family. When you get the one thing, you begin to see the business world differently. If today your company doesn't know what its one thing is, then the company's one thing is to find out.
One person. Ross Garber said, "There can only be one most important thing. Many things may be important, but only one can be the most important."
The one thing is a dominant theme that shows up in different ways. Take the concept and apply it to people, and you'll see where one person makes all the difference. As a freshman in high school, Walt Disney took night courses at the Chicago Art Institute and became the cartoonist for his school newspaper. After graduation, he wanted to be a newspaper cartoonist, but couldn't get a job. So his brother Roy, a businessman and banker, got him work at an art studio. It was there he learned animation and began creating animated cartoons. When Walt was young, his one person was Roy. For Sam Walton, early on, it was L.S. Robson, his father-in-law, who loaned him the $20,000 he needed to start his first retail business, a Ben Franklin franchise store. Then, when Sam was opening his first Walmart, Robson secretly paid a landlord $20,000 to provide a pivotal expansion lease. Albert Einstein had Max Talmud, his first mentor. It was Max who introduced a 10-year-old Einstein to key texts in math, science, and philosophy. Max took one meal a week with the Einstein family for 6 years while guiding young Albert. No one is self-made. Oprah Winfrey credits her father and the time she spent with him and his wife for saving her. She told Jill Nelson of the Washington Post magazine, "If I hadn't been sent to my father, I would have gone in another direction." Professionally, It started with Jeffrey D. Jacobs, the lawyer, agent, manager, and financial advisor, who, when Oprah was looking for employment contract advice, persuaded her to establish her own company rather than simply be a talent for hire. Harpo Productions, Inc. was born. The world is familiar with the influence that John Lennon and Paul McCartney had on each other's songwriting success, but in the recording studio, there was George Martin. Considered one of the greatest record producers of all time, George has often been referred to as the Fifth Beatle for his extensive involvement on the Beatles' original albums. Martin's musical expertise helped fill the gaps between the Beatles' raw talent and the sound they wanted to achieve. Most of the Beatles' orchestral arrangements and instrumentation, as well as numerous keyboard parts on the early records, were written or performed by Martin in collaboration with the band. Everyone has one person who either means the most to them or was the first to influence, train, or manage them. No one succeeds alone. No one.
One passion, one skill. General George S. Patton said, "You must be single-minded. Drive for the one thing on which you have decided."
Look behind any story of extraordinary success, and the one thing is always there. It shows up in the life of any successful business and in the professional life of anyone successful. It also shows up around personal passions and skills. We each have passions and skills, but you'll see extraordinarily successful people with one intense emotion or one learned ability that shines through, defining them or driving them more than anything else. Often the line between passion and skill can be blurry. That's because they're almost always connected. Pat Matthews, one of America's great impressionist painters, says he turned his passion for painting into a skill, and ultimately a profession, by simply painting one painting a day. Angelo Amerigo, Italy's most successful tour guide, says he developed his skills and ultimately his business from his singular passion for his country and the deep desire to share it with others. This is the storyline for extraordinary success stories. Passion for something leads to disproportionate time practicing or working at it. That time spent eventually translates to skill, and when skill improves, results improve. Better results generally lead to more enjoyment, and more passion and more time is invested. It can be a virtuous cycle all the way to extraordinary results.
Vince Lombardi said, "Success demands singleness of purpose."
Gilbert Tuabunye's one passion is running. Gilbert is an American long-distance runner born in Sunga, Burundi, whose early love of track and field helped him win the Burundi National Championship in the men's 400 and 800 meters while only a junior in high school. This passion helped save his life. On October 21, 1993, members of the Hutu tribe invaded Gilbert's high school and captured the students of the Tutsi tribe. Those not immediately killed were beaten and burned alive in a nearby building. After 9 hours buried beneath burning bodies, Gilbert managed to escape and outrun his captors to the safety of a nearby hospital. He was the lone survivor. He came to Texas and kept competing, honing his skills. Recruited by Abilene Christian University, Gilbert earned All-America honors 6 times. After graduation, he moved to Austin, where by all accounts he is the most popular running coach in the city. To drill for water in Burundi, he co-founded the Gazelle Foundation, whose main fundraiser is, wait for it, Run for the Water, a sponsored run through the streets of Austin. Do you see the theme running through his life? From competitor to survivor, from college to career to charity, Gilbert Tuabunye's passion for running became a skill that led to a profession that opened up an opportunity to give back. The smile he greets fellow runners with on the trails around Austin's Lady Bird Lake symbolizes how one passion can become one skill, and together ignite and define